The following recording is made exclusively for members of FemDomTraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.
Hi there.
So you want to become a better husband or boyfriend, do you?
That's good.
You're in the right place. I will show you how you can take your male ego and stick it up your ass. That's where it belongs. Up your ass. In this training file, I'm going to show you how to make your home a personal spa retreat for the woman in your life. This is more about the romance, boys, and a lot less about the kink. Of course, if you do this part right, you may earn some kink points too. I'm going to tell you right now that being in a femdom relationship is not you getting your kinky fantasies fulfilled all the time. Many times, it will be you doing things you don't want to do. Some of them kinky, and some of them boring, mundane tasks that will make your woman pleased. Many men make the mistake of trying to introduce their partners to a femdom relationship by telling them all the nasty, kinky things they can do to them. However, this is not the appeal for women, and we are going to put this into your tiny little male brain today. Males are stupid. You are stupid. Don't worry. I'm not holding it against you. It is just the way you were designed. Your little brain inside of your cock does too much thinking for you, and the even smaller brain inside your head is a slave to your cock brain. Today, I'm going to teach you real service, the way a woman wants it. If you get good at this, maybe your partner will someday entertain your fucked up fantasies. Or, then again, maybe she won't. Not her problem. You will be her bitch anyways, no matter what that means in your relationship. For some, it means gargling on your partner's lover's cock and being a fluffer for her boyfriends. For others, it might mean catering to her with flowers and home-cooked meals, back massages, and other acts of service. Whatever it is, let's get one thing straight, my little bitch boy. It's not up to you. It is up to your partner. If she is not kinky and just wants to be showered in romance, flowers, and affection, then this is your job. If she is kinky and wants you to blow her ex in a back alley, then you will do this too. Do you understand what true obedience is, my little pin-needled small dick boy? Probably not. So in this file, I will show you the how, why, and what to do to make your woman realize that she owns your body, soul, and mind. That's what you want, isn't it? Of course it is. Otherwise, why would you have registered on a website called femdomtraining.ca? You are a bitch, and you want to be a bitch for your woman. Let's just take the kink down a notch first, then, slut puppet. And maybe you will get to have some of your kinky fantasies fulfilled after you learn what true service to your partner is. Are you ready to learn how not to be such a Nimrod? Good. Let's begin. I surrender my will completely to my partner. My partner is my boss at all times. Her wish is my command. I am lucky to share the same ground as my partner. I look for new ways to please my partner every day. Good. See, you're not such an idiot. You can figure this out. This is not all about you. It is about her. Now listen up, ass puppet. Here is an ideal day for your partner, and I want you to visualize doing this. Feel your actions as my words lead you to a better life with your partner. See yourself doing everything I say and be in the moment just as if you were really doing these things as I say them. Do you understand? Good. You might not be a waste of skin after all. But it depends if your brain can handle what I'm going to teach you right now. I want you to visualize this coming Saturday morning sleeping in bed with your partner. It doesn't have to be a Saturday. Don't get hung up on details, you dipshit. Just think of this as your first day off of work for the both of you. If you have children, remove this from your mind. And realize that you already took care of this by getting your kids to their friends or family overnight the day before. If you don't have kids, then just forget about this. Are you listening, dipshit? Yes, I am calling you a dipshit, because you get hung up on details, and I need you to sort this shit out in your head. You are alone with your partner on your day off. Good? Great. You can concentrate. So let's get back to it, shall we? You know what time your partner usually wakes up, so you set your phone for an hour earlier. You quietly slip out of bed without her hearing you. You go into the other rooms of your place, and you tidy up. You make sure that when she is to wake up, that there is nothing for her to do. The house is clean, and you have made coffee and her favorite breakfast that you bring to her in bed. If you don't know what that is, find out, bitch boy. It's pathetic that you don't know this, and it shows that your head has too much focus on that tiny dick of yours. So you might want to find out what her favorite breakfast is before your next day off. That's because what I am telling you to visualize right now is going to happen. You are going to do it. If you don't, you are a loser that does not deserve to kiss the ground your partner walks on. So now you have the breakfast made. You bring it to her in bed. See yourself gently nudging her to wake up. See yourself giving her a kiss and telling her that this is her day. A day where she gets pampered, and you are doing it because you are the luckiest man alive and want to demonstrate what she means to you. If you haven't done this before, she will look at you like something is wrong. Well, nothing is wrong. This is your new life, serving her. If you don't, there are lots of men that will, dipshit. So get busy sucking up and licking pussy for the rest of your life. See her waking up and being very happy that you're being so thoughtful. Ask her if there's anything else she needs with her breakfast, and if there is, get it. When she is finishing up, let her know that today is her day and that you want to treat her to a spa day. Let her know that you are new to this, but you know how much women love spas, and you would like to give her the full day spa experience right here at home. See her face light up as she wonders where you have been all her life. Idiot. This is what she has wanted from you all along, but you were too busy thinking about that pathetic excuse of a small cock of yours to see it. Let her know that your spa comes with extra benefits, and that she will learn what that is later. So let her know that her day begins with a full body oil massage. You will, of course, have the oil set aside on the night table ready for this. You then give her a 30-minute full body massage, taking your time and not skipping to your favorite body parts to get your rocks off. No. In this body massage, see yourself making her very happy with a deep, sensual body rub. Spend extra time on her feet and her hands and her back. Do not use this time to get aroused yourself. this is not for you. You are free to massage her inner thighs really close to her pussy so that she can get a little excited. Keep going down, though, and do your best to raise her sexual interest in suspending her in this state while you treat her body to bliss. When you are done, tell her this is where she gets the extra treatment she can't get at a spa. Go down on her. Take your time and lick her pussy and get it nice and wet. Lick her clit, suck and swirl. If you don't know how to eat a pussy, you are a pathetic excuse for a man. But nonetheless, you need to learn. If you don't know, ask her. Ask her what she likes, and ask her to teach you, because it is very important for you to learn how to satisfy her orally, and that you are sorry for being so lame for all this time. If you do know how, give her a blissful orgasm, and then quickly get up and start the shower. You will turn on the shower and get it just right for her. Tell her you would like to wash her hair for her. If she doesn't want you to, fuck off then. Step back. What the fuck do you think this is? This is her fantasy, not yours. Do what you're told. If she allows you to, wash her hair, body, and totally pamper her in every way. Feel the intense feelings of love you have for her. I know you're capable of that, at least. See her beautiful smile as you wash her body. Once she is done, be ready outside the shower with her towels and dry off her body for her if she allows you to. Again, if she doesn't, you step back and let her. The next thing you are going to do is to paint her fingernails and toes. Tell her that you would like to become very good at this, because from this day forward, if she allows you, that you would like to do this for her. Tell her it brings you great pleasure painting her fingernails and toenails, and that you love her very much. See yourself on the floor looking up at her as you paint her toenails. What a good bitch boy you are becoming. See, you can be a bitch without the kink. All you have to do is open your eyes and see that you are meant to be her bitch. She will just see you as a loving, generous man, but you can hold on to the fact that you are her small cock manservant that will obey her every command. When you are done with her toenails and fingernails, you will give her a face mask. You will have already bought this prior to this day, and you will follow the instructions and give her one. Ask at the drugstore for one that you could give to your partner. The ladies there will think you are a stud. Or maybe they will see you for the bitch manservant that you are. Either way, it will be fun shopping for the face mask for your partner. After you have done the face mask, by now your partner should be impressed. Impressed that you stopped thinking about your tiny dick long enough to put her first. Wow. What a good boy you are. A little pathetic that it took you this long, but you are trying at least. This gets some brownie points. Now you ask her for whatever else she would like. It could be a walk in the park. It could be a lazy afternoon curled up on the couch as you bring her beverages and snacks. It will mean you cooking supper. That's for sure. This is the way it should always be anyways. You should get a cute little apron for this too that says something on it that represents your new attitude. My wife's bitch would be appropriate, but whatever it is, it should be something that sends the message to your partner that you are hers now, that you belong to her, and your sole purpose in life is to serve her. If you haven't figured this out yet, we should probably chop your dick off and feed it to the wolves. It is not serving you properly. The rest of the day plays out pretty much the same. You serving her whatever she wants, when and how she wants it. Now, here's the payoff, you small-dicked, selfish little man. If you string enough of these days together, she may just start to indulge you by asking you what she can do for you. And then you can tell her about your fantasies. By this point, she will already feel very dominant, special, and way more open to bending you over like the bitch you are, fucking your ass until you scream for her to stop. Be smart, and not so much of the dick that you are when you share your fantasies. Start off light. Never be pushy, and let her know that she can do whatever she wants to you, and that would suit you just fine. You might find her inner dominatrix if you learn to spoil her romantically like I have taught your tiny little brain in this file. She may just come up with these fantasies herself. Women can be kinky too. You just need to elicit it out of her instead of bombarding her with your sick obsessions. Done correctly, this can all happen, and she might even think all of it was her idea. If you do it this well, you have a much better chance of her kinky actions taking on a more real, permanent role in your life. But don't expect it. Expect nothing. You are nothing. You are a pathetic man. Why? Because all men are pathetic. We keep you around because when you realize you are pathetic, you become a much better man and learn how to treat women properly. If you are not a better man's servant after this file, we should just put you down. Or let another man take your partner because you suck. If you do the things in this file, your life is about to unfold into a glorious adventure of fulfillment, adventures, love, and great sex. You are not pathetic anymore. You have hope. You can be salvaged and turned into a proper manservant. Good boy. Maybe you're not such a dipshit after all. Listen to this every night for the next 30 days to cure yourself of the disease of man, the sickness of cock brain. You might want to lock up your cock for the next 30 days, too. It will change everything on how you think. Locking up cocks makes men behave better. Cocks are fun, and don't get me wrong, I like cocks, even small ones like yours, but they are a detriment to your way of life when they do all the thinking for you. Now get some rest. You're going to need it to start serving your partner in the manner of which she deserves. It starts tomorrow and never ends. Your life is now all about service to your partner. Good night, bitch boy. You have learned so much today.